Hello, Ruby Bridges community. This is Mr. Woodward, your principal, and
Mr. Lundholm, the vice principal,
and a special guest today,
Amber Childress, trustee on the Alameda County Board of Education.
Alameda County.
Wow.
How is that different than the Board of Education that we have in the city of Alameda?
It's very different. For one, I represent two cities. I represent the city of Alameda and also most of Oakland. And we exist to help fill in some of the gaps for school districts. So the school at Juvenile Hall, Freedom School at Camp Sweeney. We're also an appellate board. So for certain, only a few disputes, they can come to us. So if you want to transfer your child from one school district to another and you're denied, that you could appeal with the County Board of Education. So
you're sort of responsible for not only like Ruby Bridges, but every school in Alameda.
So,
not directly responsible.
Yes, not directly responsible, but I am responsible for advocating for the city of Alameda and the schools that are here.
And if families felt like they were sort of at a loss, they could always contact you?
Yes.
How would they get a hold of you?
So several ways. We have a website, acoe.org, and that's Alameda County Office of Education. So we have the website. My email address is achildress, A-C-H-I-L-D-R-E-S-S. At acoe.org.
Fabulous.
And I'm also on Twitter and Facebook.
Which is how I got a hold of you, was through Twitter. And I remember just sort of going through my feed, and I was sort of connected with the Alameda County Office trustee for Castro Valley in my last district.
Whose name was
Aisha Knowles. Yeah, thank you. And she used to come to all our events and just was a big sort of Twitter fan. And then I found you. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like the next Aisha, and I invited you to come out today, and you were really kind and gracious, and then you spoke today. Can you mention a little bit about what you said?
First of all, thank you so much for allowing me to help welcome in your class, and the first day of school is really special. So I welcomed the students and the parents, asked them to thank, well, their families, their extended families.
I'm going to interrupt real quick. Mr. Lundholm, I'd like to say thank you.
Oh.
Just thank
to me?
You.
Oh.
Yeah. So Ms. Childress said to thank, we need to thank more people.
Yeah, wow.
Including our
That's
families.
That's great.
You know my mom's not here today, so you know what, Mr. Lundholm?
You know what, thank you. And thank you. I'm really feeling the love. This is great. The first day of school was great.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
Super exciting. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Takes a village.
Yeah.
Not only for the children, but for us adults as
Absolutely.
Well.
Right.
So you said that you had everybody thank their families.
Yes.
Which was sweet.
And I shared a little secret that Ruby Bridges is my favorite school on the island.
Bang! Yes!
Right. Should we tell the audio list? That was a high five.
That was a Mr. Lundholm and Mr. Woodward high five.
And also, I'm a parent myself, so it's also the first day of school for my son, who's a high school senior. I'm freaking out a little bit. But as I reflect on his school career, I think about elementary school and how important it was to be present. And I know we all as parents have different responsibilities. We have work. I was fortunate enough to work like 5 to 10 minutes from my son's school. So I was able to volunteer in the classroom and attend field trips. But I know that's not feasible for everybody. So if you can go on one field trip a year or go to a PTA meeting or a pasta feed or show up for a walk, share news about your school, that would be great. And then just, you know, making sure that we sit down and talk to our little ones, whether it's at dinner or on a ride, just see how their day goes, because sometimes they actually feel like talking.
I don't know, Mr. Lundholm, you got any advice for our families out there?
I don't think I have anything better than that. That was great. I feel like just keeping in touch with the kids is so important. And, you know, keeping on them to answer those questions on those days when they won't, you know, they don't want to, how's school? Fine. You know, really asking those, like, what was the best thing you did today? You know, or the most interesting or the most exciting or whatever, you know, it's always good.
How was your summer?
My summer was good.
Do you work all summer?
I do. So I also have a day job. And I'm a development manager for a nonprofit. So I do a lot of marketing and building relationships. Mm. And I kept my son very busy. He complained. Mm-hmm. he did acting camp. He spent a week at UC Berkeley an accounting program, and also had a paid internship with PG&E. So he was really busy.
Any traveling?
That's coming up because we have a lot of colleges to visit. So my vacations will basically be college visits.
And do you have any, what's your best, like your number one? What's
my son, well, number one is
not yours, right? Your son,
UCLA.
You're not going to college. I mean, go ahead.
I might go. I asked him if it was okay.
You gotta get in.
Maybe moved with him.
No.
But
no,
thanks, UCLA. Mom. He's really interested in the East Coast. Another fun place that I'm looking forward to visiting with him is University of Miami.
Oh wow!
Miami's my favorite city. So
that is all over the place. East Coast, UCLA. Well,
my dad and his family are in New York and all up and down the East Coast. So I would be happy if he.
Oh, so far away. Your baby's gonna go that far away. That's
he wants to explore the world without mom.
My mom always said, and this is directly from my mother's mouth, that it is the healthy bird that flies from the nest.
Wise mother.
And so I said, see you later. My mom lives in Connecticut. I never see her. I was like, mom, that's terrible.
Oh, UConn's on my son's list too.
Yeah, UConn.
It's cold.
All right, well, any last words for folks?
Just thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. That's another thing. Just even listening to this and sharing it.
I believe you are our 17th.
Wow.
What do you call these?
Featured guest.
Well, not always. Sometimes it's just you and me. there's nothing feature or special about that.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
I feel like it's been more in some ways because I listen to these so many times myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You might be on your 100th listen.
Yeah.
I think we did get 100 listens on our last podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. All right. Well, nice. We're doing our – I guess I'll just save my updates for the school for another one. All right. Everybody say goodbye to Ms. Childress. Thank you very much. It was lovely. Take care. Have a great school year. Bye-bye,
thank
everybody.
You.